Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Oh, word, word.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Penelope Noir.
How's it going?
Good. Here on a Monday?
Yes.
Monday, have a little fun day, dress up the way you want today. You're rocking a bit of the old Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer tassels.
Yeah.
Tassel jacket there.
Yeah.
Where you been? The Joshua Tree or something? Just.
Yeah.
You'd be like a gothic Joshua Tree. Hey.
And I've got my wankle pickers.
It looks remarkably good. Tassels either work or they don't.
Who am I,
black t-shirt and shorts, to say?
I'm a big fan of the suede tassel jacket.
The suede. Suede, that's a bold call in any party, isn't it?
It is.
It's like you wear suede and, okay, all the suede persons arrived. Here they are. What time do you reckon the suede person will be here? Probably just after 11. Before 12. And they'll probably leave a bit early too, mysteriously.
Yep. Just kind of slip out the door.
Probably go to another party, yeah.
Yep. Probably got fired up this
suede. Until someone spills something, like red wine on it or something, rooted. Hey, from then on.
Oh, yeah, I had someone pour a beer on my head in my suede jacket once.
You're a little shorter, though, and that's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your beer's on the head there, must be bloody annoying.
Yeah. I have had lots of people put their pints on my head. And think that I was like a bastard.
I remember having a particular, maybe it was the way I wore my pants at the time. Back in the days when there were gigs where people would go to the bar, get a drink, go and stand and wait for the band.
Yep.
And get like a half a bourbon coke down the back of my jeans. Just be like, oh. I remember seeing Coldplay at Galatos 1,050 years ago.
Whoa.
And that happened. Someone poured a bloody bourbon coke down my jeans. And my undies, to be honest, as well.
Oh, that's not good.
So I wasn't prepared for it. Anywho, what have you got for us today, Penny?
I thought we'd talk about houndstooth.
Oh, good, because I'm not quite sure what that is. I can picture it, but it's very hard to describe.
Yeah,
go ahead, please.
So at the moment, I've noticed that there's a bit of a current trend, a bit of the houndstooth kind of like double-breasted jacket or trench coat going on in a couple of places.
When you say trend, three people? Three key people? Can that make a trend start to happen?
Or
everybody in one place is wearing it sort of thing?
I'm thinking more like when you read Viva or you walk down Ponsonby Road and you see it in the window or High Street and that sort
of
thing.
Right, right. So it steps up to the plate sort of thing?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Tell us more, please.
Okay, it's a two-tone textile design, which is like pretty much black and white normally, but you can get like a dark brown and a kind of lighter brown and that sort of thing. So it can be two variations, and it's called houndstooth because it up close looks like dog's teeth.
Tooths.
Yeah. Yep. It's also known as four and four check, gun check, or dog tooth. And originally it was wool that was woven that way. So it's like four light threads and four dark threads.
Yeah.
Originated in Scotland in the 1800s in the lowlands, but I did read somewhere that they reckon that they found their first houndstooth pattern at about between 100 and 300 BC. It was called a Jerome cloak or something that was in Switzerland, which seems really weird. That was like a one-off, but how long do they last for?
Why don't they? Oh, I suppose. So really, it's the original cloak. It's called a Jerome. What does that mean? We don't know.
No. But shepherds wore it because it was wool and it was their kind of cloth outerwear. But you know how like tartans were always claimed by a certain clan?
Yes.
A houndstooth has never been like commandeered by a clan at all, so it's always been kind of free for all in Scotland.
I wonder why that is. Is it because it's because it's black and white?
Yeah, maybe.
A bit boring.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a.
But you can have variations of other colours because, you know, so they could have had like lots of different. Colours. Like for each clan. Yeah. In the 1930s, it became the symbol of wealth. When the Prince of Wales, Edward VII, Duke of Windsor, adapted it to his everyday wear.
Now, is that because it was expensive to make or because he just wore it, so therefore it became poncy?
Yeah, just because he wore it.
Sorry, poncy's a very judgmental thing to say.
But I guess it was because, you know, like the royal tailor would have been like, whoa, hoi ho.
Hohiha.
Hohiha.
Oh, right, okay.
As Alan Partridge says.
Yeah, yeah.
Hohiha. Hohiha.
Good.
So yes. Yeah, he was swanning around. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's also called, like, the Prince of Wales check.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep.
See, I can't imagine Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, the current Prince of Wales, and the gentleman who's a...
head of the Commonwealth?
No, just a whole lot of Camilla jokes I don't want to make. And I shouldn't make. How disrespectful of me. Go ahead, please, Penny.
I've always been quite fascinated by things like houndstooth and herringbone, though. Like, the idea of having a coat...
What about moleskin?
Oh, moleskin. What about moleskin jeans?
Yeah, what about moleskin, people with moleskin diaries and stuff?
Like this one.
Is that a moleskin diary?
Yep.
How many moles?
I don't know. I reckon it's probably
Jesus Christ,
one
you've
mole.
Got good writing. Your writing is like, it's calligraphy. Look at it.
It's pretty funny.
In millions of years' time, people will be able to go, that's easier to decipher that one. I mean, what else we got? Hound's tooth, moleskin.
Herringbone.
Herringbone. Is there some sort of fish one as well?
Fishbone.
Fishbone. You know, like, not trout skin. I think I'm imagining that. I should just shut up today, I think. That's a good Monday show.
Maybe a listener can text and let us
please.
Know.
Often that's the case.
What's the fish one, listeners? And then, so kind of like, yeah, so we're left at Prince of Wales, his kind of like check with the Royal Tailors. And then Christian Dior decided to incorporate it into a design for a court shoe. In the 50s. And then
the court shoe?
Court shoe.
Where would one wear that?
Court.
See, this is the thing. Would Clark Gayford have been one of the options for him to wear a court?
I think he could have worn nice court shoe.
This week past?
Yes.
Could have worn quite a dandy shoe, couldn't he? If
he couldn't
with a,
have.
With a shiny buckle and bow.
Wouldn't that have been good? Like, slight heel?
Oh.
Some kitten heel?
Is houndstooth, like, the pattern or the material?
It's actually, well, originally, this is a good question. Originally, it was like the woven...
Has everyone ever said, tooth, there it is.
Originally, it was the, like, woven pattern.
Yeah.
But when Christian Dior adopted it, he converted it from being a woven pattern into being a print. So nowadays, you buy a printed fabric as opposed to woven.
Yeah.
And it ended up being quite massive. Like, I think 2003, Yohei Yamamoto did his whole collection in houndstooth. Alexander McQueen and Machino.
Cornered the market on it, did he?
He did.
I suppose if you do that, that's quite smart, because if you do that, then anybody else that, from that day onwards for the rest of the year at least, if anyone else drops, it's like Isimiyaki in pleats, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, that's just like Isimiyaki's ones. No, well, we actually had the idea a couple of months before. Oh.
But apparently, like, 2009, Alexander McQueen and Machino and a whole lot of other designers were kind of, like, totally onto it, so it was like a one-way fashion thing. For a whole year.
The houndstooth rabbit hole.
Yeah.
All right, magnificent. Thank you, Penny. Chef pants, someone said there. Someone else has just texted in the words leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing chef pants.
Chef pants.
Leather jacket doesn't really count. I know that's like a skin of an animal, but we're talking about the...
specific.
The ones that are more sort of pretend skins of animals, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like houndstooth and moleskin and... What was the other one you...
Tweed.
That's wool.
The skin of the tweed.
Herringbone.
That's the fish one I was thinking of. Did you say that before?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a dick. All right. Hey. Well, good job. Good job. You've nailed all that. Penny, thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you in the studio with us this morning for Fashion Talk. If anybody's got any fashion highlights they've seen over the weekend, be sure to text us now. Just to keep us up to speed. We'd hate to be behind the eight ball when it comes to looking good in the town.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.